This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. The fall semester is underway on the University of Nevada, Reno campus with a record enrollment of nearly 21,000. There are a number of exciting new building projects planned or already taking shape, expanding collaborations and projects spurring economic development, and a steady stream of faculty and student achievements, increasing the university's prestige across the country and around the world. And next Tuesday afternoon, the president of the university will present his annual State of the University Address. Here with us today to share some insights and a preview in advance of his speech is President Mark Johnson. Mark, always nice to have you here in our KUNR studios.
Thanks for this opportunity.
Now, Mark, your 2015 State of the University Address takes place in the Joe Crowley Student Union in the Milk Lick Ballroom. It's at 3 p.m. next Tuesday, the 29th. Those on campus, as well as all throughout the community, are invited and encouraged to attend. We hope you get a good audience for this.
Yeah, we hope we have a great audience. We'll also be offering this online so people can come in and from their desks and hear what's going on.
So as a bit of a starting point, what is the history of the address? I believe you've been doing this since you took over in leadership here at the university.
That's correct. I was the interim president in the fall of 2011, and it was that fall, that September, that I did the first address, and we've made this an annual affair.
And why is the State of the University Address important to our campus as well as to our community?
The university is a very complex organization, and we have a complex impact on our entire community here. So it's useful to build a context that the university has many, many different enterprises going on within it, and it's important for the teaching faculty to understand what's going on in the police services and the recruiting operation, and it's important for the recruiting operation to know what's going on in the academic operation. So we try to build a context of what the entire university is doing. And secondly, this university is such a pillar of the Northern Nevada community, and actually the entire Nevada community, that we want to invite the community in to reemphasize the connections that the university has, the directions the university is going, and these connections on the entire Nevada community.
So you have multiple audiences, the university faculty, staff, students, the university community, but then, as you just said, more and more integral to the overall impact on our community at large, our whole region, really.
That's
the state. Yeah.
That's correct. And it's fascinating. I go to the speeches of others for the Washoe County School District, the City of Reno, et cetera. And the connection between the university and the City of Reno was emphasized this year when Mayor Sheevy came to the campus to give her State of the City address. So I think it's very important to show the connections between the university and the other institutions in the city, and how we're all working together to build this community.
Well, with that as kind of a backdrop, let's talk about some of the content that you're going to be sharing without giving a total preview of it. What are some things that you want to make sure that are clear by the end of your speech?
Well, this is a good time to do an update of the official figures. We're a rapidly growing enrollment university. We have almost 21,000 students attending the university in undergraduate, graduate, and medical education. All of our quality metrics are rising in terms of our graduation rate.
What are the numbers?
The 2009 cohort, the six-year graduation rate, is 59%. The graduation rate of the 2008 cohort was 55%. So we're rapidly increasing the graduation rate.
And why is that?
Because the students coming here are much, much more career-oriented than they were even 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And they have an intent to graduate and get on with their careers.
And Mark, when you say career-oriented, what are you seeing there?
The quality of the students coming here, the preparation level of the students coming here continues to rise. This fall, the average high school grade point average was 3.4 in the class, and the ACT score was 23.6. We brought in an equivalent number of new National Merit Scholars, 16 new ones, raising our total to 50 National Merit finalists on our campus, and well over 300 presidential scholars, which have very, very good preparation for going to college.
And as you're describing that, how does having more prepared and career-oriented students increase the university's impact in our region?
We think that the university is in a good position to develop the professional workforce for this burgeoning industry and the diversification of the industry we have here. And the students are better and they're more intent, and that gives us a responsibility to get better and give them a quality education rising to the level of their expectations.
So, Mark, is the growth that you're describing in terms of the depth of students that is occurring along with the number of students, is that due to a recruiting effort, the widening prestige of the university, or what's causing this?
It's both. We recruit with intent to provide opportunities for well-prepared students to come to the University of Nevada, Reno to fulfill their dreams by getting a good education here in 4 years in the undergraduates and move on to their careers. And our reputation is growing. When I meet parents from Reno, Northern California, Las Vegas, they all say the same thing, and you've heard it from me several times. This is a beautiful campus, and you offer a high-quality education at an affordable price, and your people are so nice. And that's our culture here, that we're recognized more and more for the quality of our education here, and people want to come here if they're well-prepared.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. David Stipik, visiting with the University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson in advance of his State of the University address next Tuesday afternoon here on campus. There is a lot of excitement about growth, but it's not without its challenges. How is the university adjusting?
Certainly, we are accommodating this growth. The provost's office, for example, is working with all of the colleges to identify where the tightness occurs in enrollment in classes. And with new programs, they're able to identify before classes start where our tight points are, and they can open up new sections of classes to accommodate the students. So we're still able to get most of our students into the classes they need to stay on track for a four-year graduation. We're also building, as you mentioned earlier. We're building new residence halls. We're building more places for our faculty and staff to come and work. We're building the number of faculty that we have on campus to try to improve our student-to-faculty ratio. Just in the last 2 years, those new faculty coming this year and those that have already been started to search for next year, we've added more than 100 new faculty positions above replacements. This is 100 net new faculty positions on the campus to accommodate the growth. So we're growing all over the place in terms of faculty, support staff, the facilities to house the new faculty and staff, and the facilities to house the new freshmen.
Mark, I've heard you say that it's not just more students and faculty, but also new programs and new learning opportunities. Is that right?
The campus is not only growing, and we just don't want to accommodate growth with the same programs that we've always had. We're also transforming the experience to make sure that our quality continues to increase in our teaching and research operations to meet the rising expectations of the students that come here. So we're doing many things to deepen and improve the environment here.
And how is the university accomplishing that?
First of all, we frequently mention the hands-on education that we have here. We have nationally recognized makerspaces so students can learn by doing, by having ideas and creating products from their ideas. We have the Osmond Entrepreneurship Center where students can actually get involved in creating real businesses. We have emphasis on undergraduate research in laboratories. I was just talking recently with one of our new faculty members, Pedro Mura, in the neurosciences. And he said, you know, students are great here. I have 4 undergraduate students working in my neuroscience laboratory along with my graduate students. And these undergraduate students are doing master's level work equivalent to the graduate students I have here. So these kinds of real world laboratory experiences really add professionalism to the education we have here.
What else is transforming the experience here?
Hands-on learning is important. We're improving our communications education. For probably in the last 30 years, I've heard from businesses that extol the virtues of the knowledge of our students, but I just wish they could communicate better.
And communication is definitely a critical business skill, so what's happening there?
So we're actually reducing the size of our writing classes in the freshman level. We are just starting a writing across the disciplines program where we have a writing specialist serving as a consultant to departments across the whole university on how to enhance the writing experiences within that departmental curriculum as the students move from their freshman year all the way to their capstone class in their senior year.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik. We're getting a little preview of next week's State of the University Address with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. And Mark, one of the themes you talk a lot about, and I'm sure it will be reflected in your speech next week, is looking at the whole student here, not just the mind, but the body and spirit as well. So in addition to the academic transformation you've been talking about, what else will you be highlighting in your address next week?
We are also emphasizing wellness on campus. We've moved to a tobacco-free campus environment where we're encouraging students and faculty and staff to go tobacco-free for the health benefits that gives. We have a fitness center under construction, which will open in January of 2017 to give our students more opportunities for recreation and fitness to go along with their mental capacity. We are now supporting the Nevada Recovery and Prevention Program to take students where they are, whether they've had drug problems or alcohol problems, and they've chosen with courage to better their life by going to college and following a sober lifestyle. We want to help them maintain that sober lifestyle so that they can succeed academically. We've had an expansion in our health center to recognize the increase in our number of students. So we went from 8 exam rooms to 14 exam rooms, thanks to the Nell J. Redfield Foundation and their support.
And on the topic of health and wellness, the med school is also an important part of the mix.
Our medical school is transforming. We are now starting to develop the full 4-year medical campus right here in Reno so that the students who started as medical students this fall can finish their entire 4-year degree, if they desire, right here in Reno, which is a major transformation here.
And Mark, you've said this is also an era of not just new programs, but looking at new ways of operating and funding important projects and facilities going forward. What are some concepts that are being explored?
One idea is we're working with different business models now. We used to wait for either donors or the state to give us money so we could build facilities. But one example is that in the fall of 2015, right after the football season, we're going to do a major renovation on Mackey Stadium. And we're going to do that through a self-financing mechanism, relying on our own revenue capability to make improvements for the fan experience. So we're not just waiting for people to give us money. We're working on our own business plans in order to make the expansions we need.
We haven't touched on it yet, but I know you also have some updates on the research aspects of the university to share.
We're very busy in our research operations, building out not only our basic science research and our applied science research, but our vice president for research and innovation is working on ways that our faculty can get more involved in commercializing the intellectual properties they develop. We're also really expanding our engagement with the community, but we're working with businesses more and more so that our faculty can relate to businesses, they find common interests, and our faculty are really making a contribution to innovation and industry diversification in the community.
So how is the fast-changing economic landscape in our region impacting the university and vice versa?
Well, certainly the growth and the diversification of the industry base in this region has affected the nature of what we offer in education. Our fastest growing majors are reflecting the growth of advanced manufacturing. Our fastest growing majors are engineering, science, business, and health sciences. All of these match Governor Brian Sandoval's economic development themes. How we are influencing these industries and the change in the economy here is that we're growing rapidly. So we have the opportunity to contribute a rapidly growing professional workforce with bachelor's, master's, and doctoral and medical degrees to serve the growing industry. So if we have a rapidly growing number of graduates going out and there's a rapidly growing number of jobs available, we are going to keep these people here for their careers, and we will be helping the Reno Sparks, Washoe County area grow.
Mark, as we wrap up, are there some other themes you'll highlight in this year's address?
I would say the other message is that throughout the entire presentation, I will be saying thank you. The faculty and staff of the university are doing amazing things to absorb this tremendous growth and transform the quality of the university. I will be thanking our police service. I will be thanking our recruiting operation and our student services staff. I'll be thanking the faculty for tucking away more students into their classes. I will be thanking everyone at the university for keeping a very positive spirit and earning that salutation that your people here at the University of Nevada, Reno are very friendly.
And finally, Mark, are there a couple of takeaways your audience will have from your talk next week?
The university continues to grow. We continue to transform, to add quality to everything that we do, and we continue to deepen our relationships with the Nevada communities.
And that's today's University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik. I've been visiting about next week's State of the University Address with University of Nevada, Reno President Mark Johnson. The 2015 address takes place in the Joe Crowley Student Union in the Milt Glick Ballroom at 3 p.m. next Tuesday, the 29th. It's open to the community as well as those on campus. Mark, thanks for your time. All the best with your presentation next week.
Thank you, David.